power in this electrobio
is the world's highest any density battery. So, which if you look at this slide, can you hear me? It's watt-hours per kilogram, meaning how much energy can I store in a given weight. And this is watt-hours per and this is watt-hours per liter, or how much energy I can store in a given volume. And this is where the lead-acid, NiCad, nickel hydride, lithium-ion, lithium-ion polymer, and B. This is a new genre of battery. We call it the lithium-ion superpolymer. So it's almost a jump from lead-acid to lithium-ion, is a jump from lithium-ion to lithium-ion superpolymer. So it's quite a major breakthrough into the technology. So we said, okay, with that, what do we do? So what we did was, 2 years ago, we raised about $60 million and built a production plant in near Toronto, about 156,000 square feet. And it's a modular process, so we can manufacture both small batteries as well as large batteries. So that's very important in the same production line. And that's our plant in Mississauga, just outside Toronto. So one of the so when you start with the best battery in the world, what do? So you've got to start looking at a couple of applications. And one of the applications, and I'll come back to the car, so the first application we came out is a power pad, which is like a thin pad of paper, and that can connect to any of your laptops and run the laptop for up to 16 hours. So suddenly people who are running really mobility-driven laptop guys, whether it's NBC, CBS, and they started using our battery to run a lot of their applications. Now that's become a very, very standard for us. So that's one application. Very recently, about a couple of weeks ago, NASA came and awarded us a contract for a very mission-critical application where you have the astronaut go outside wearing a spacesuit, and how do you power that spacesuit? So they decided they want the best battery in the world to power the astronaut, because when he's out there, and if the battery fails or he doesn't have enough time, he only has got about 30 seconds to 60 seconds to come back and get to the hatch. So that was the big driver. So those are a couple of applications. Now come to the other application which we are launching today. Actually, we are showing that in Comdex in Vegas, and that is called the Scribbler, which is the thinnest laptop tablet PC combo in the world, which will run for the whole day, 7-8 hours, 9 hours in a lot of cases. This is a tablet PC, so you can write on it, as well as it becomes a laptop the moment you put it on it. And that's getting launched at Comdex today. And we have signed a development partnership with Microsoft on that. So we've got two booths, one inside Microsoft and one outside Microsoft. Anyway, that sort of gives you the general strength or elasticity of the technology and elasticity of the product. So if I can go back to the car again, please. So again, to show the strength of the technology, we were very interested in the zero emission vehicle. What has happened was the fuel cell people who has worked very well and very hard over the last 10 years has created a major, major interest in clean cars. And I also am an adjunct professor at Toronto University and in engineering. And this year was very strange. I looked at some of the first year kids coming in, and I don't know whether it's Toronto or something, 20% of all our kids have got some sort of lung, either taking Ventolin or some asthma or some allergy. And okay, maybe just but that's a very large amount. And if you look at the output from a diesel engine, and you think cigarette smoking is bad, but guys, diesel engine, it just pours out like Niagara Falls. So we feel there's a market demand has been created by, and the public really wants a clean car. A lot of the governments and so on has started paying money for health costs. So when you look at it holistically, what is the cost of car, what is the cost of gasoline, what's the cost of emphysema, asthma, and so on. So what we did was had an MOU with a company called CAMI. CAMI is owned 50% by General Motors, 50% by Suzuki, but it's a standalone company. I mean, they run their own operations. And they manufacture about 500,000 cars every year. And so we did a MOU with them, and we said, okay, here is the car, and the car is outside, up in the front, where we can pack in that car about 45-50 kilowatt hours of battery, because our battery is so small. And the car weighed, even with that battery, is still 2,800 pounds. It still holds 5 passengers and enough space for our dog and our luggage and all that stuff. And that car, the range is now no longer 50, 60, 70 miles, which a battery-powered car is. It's now 200 miles, 220 miles. What I call is a feasible car. And so that's the car which we are showing as a prototype here. And there's some specs on that stuff. You can go to the next slide. And again, lifetime, we feel this whole business of clean cars is very large. It's a massive industry. So we don't have to be all things to all people. We are not a major auto company, so we don't have to be all things to all people. We, just like the Scribbler, it's a high-priced item. It's going to a certain sector. It's got to start with people who want clean cars from a certain sector. So that's where we want to introduce the car and get on with it. And now, ultimately, now fundamentally, the question is, and I don't have to answer that today, is it... can it compete with a fuel cell car? I don't know. You know, the fuel cell car is probably still 5, 6, 7, 8 years away. But if I look at fuel cells, which is hydrogen, it's run by hydrogen, there's some fundamental problems, fundamental challenges to that technology. One is, how can you... Volumetric energy density of hydrogen is very low. You cannot pack... If you show that slide, I don't know. I was giving a lecture at Aspen recently. The lithium. How much energy, theoretical thermodynamically, does hydrogen have, gasoline has, and lithium has? So if you say that I need an energy source as a carrier in a transportation system, hydrogen is one of the... It's not a very good energy to be used. It's not a dense energy. So volumetrically, it's a terrible thing. It's almost the last thing you will say you would like to put in. But anyway, and this is pressurized hydrogen. This is liquid hydrogen, which is at minus 300 C nearly. And about gasoline, and this is what lithium can carry. So, and this is theoretical numbers, so in reality it will be somewhere else. So we feel fuel cell cars, hydrogen-driven fuel cell cars, have a lot of challenges. And the challenges are not going to come from platinum, but it's going to come from thermodynamics itself. And so it'll be interesting. So fundamentally, and our technology is just at a starting point. So we feel there's no reason why this technology can today give you 200 miles per charge, and in the future, in 2-3 years time, should be able to give you 350 miles in charge. So I think that's really where it is at. And so as a proof of concept, Electrobuy is we're sort of a well-financed group, and we're making money from getting the experience of making energy systems, whether it's for energy systems for computers, cell phones, NASA, and all this. And then so we expect to get our thing in production soon to catch this
massive demand coming. Anyway, any question is, what about the cost?
The cost of the initial car is going to be high because of the battery is not going to be. So I think the initial introduction prices is probably going to be $50,000 or so. And but it should come down very, very quickly in some reasonable volumes. Reasonable volumes meaning 4,000 or 5,000 units per year. And that's not, you know, there's quite a demand from the fleet people who are looking at. And so I think quite quickly it should come down to about $30,000 per unit. And then how low will it go? It depends on.
For the battery alone or for the whole car?
For the whole car. For the whole car.
Now, how often will you have to replace the battery in a car like that?
In some telecommunications applications, with the similar technology, we are looking at a 12 to 15 year lifetime. In the Scribbler computer, it's about a 3-year lifetime. In the car, it's being designed as a 7-year lifetime. Seven-year lifetime is target cycle is about 1,000 deep discharge cycles.
Are there any special characteristics of the battery that we should know about? Is it okay to top it off? Is it okay to discard it all the way?
All lithium-ion batteries, there's no memory, for example.
Okay.
So you can completely discharge, completely charge, and do anything to it. It's quite fine. What we're doing is running prototypes on this car, and we're developing a lot of intellectual property on this thing, you know, sort of patents and so on. Some days we think more money spent on patent agents than on. So our target is sometime late next year.
So four-wheel drive?
No, this car is four-wheel drive, yeah. But I think the demand may be more for a two-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive, you're giving another 7% penalty on mileage.
So what platform is this?
This is a CAMI platform. It's the manufacturer is CAMI. It's sold under both a Chevrolet GM badge as well as a Suzuki badge.
Anyway, that is it a ground up vehicle or is it CAMI? Is that from some Suzuki model?
The company is called CAMI, but it's owned 50% by GM, 50% by Suzuki.
Yeah, but is it, you say it's a geographic?
No, it's not geotrack. What's the new name? They got a new name for it.
Yeah.
That's 2004 car.
Equinox.
Equinox, I think.
So it hasn't been introduced by either GM or Suzuki.
It's going to be introduced in the next 2 months. Next 2 months. Because I think the first one is
actually the Equinox has been released.
It is about to be released. But our brand name will be different, and we are going to call it the Maya.
You say 2005 availability?
Sorry?
2005 availability?
Yes.
For American consumers? Or?
For American consumers, yes. Because this car is a global car in the sense it's crash tested, it's gone through all the. And one of the design things which CAMI has been teaching us is make absolutely no structural change. Even the weight balance is better than in the original car. Our balance is there's some battery in the front, some battery in the back. The weight of the car does not change. It's below 3,000 pounds, it's about 2,800 pounds. So, wait. Okay, yeah, fine. And if you want to see the car, it's up in the front.